The end of the first day. For some of you, maybe it felt like a really long day. For some of you, maybe you had a sense of delight and of being here, and maybe the time flew by. It's not uncommon for people on the first day of retreat to feel tired, maybe kind of the slowing down or the from our daily lives, the busyness of it kind of catches up with us. It's not uncommon for some people to have some bodily discomfort, maybe not used to sitting still so much. No matter how your day was, whether you're feeling delighted and happy or you're feeling a little bit, what did I sign up for? The practice is the same. Just meet the next moment as best we can, the next breath as best we can. And I appreciate this so much. I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to endure, you know, all these things that I'm imagining. Just the next breath. Just the next moment. And in this morning, in the instructions I talked about, we just begin again. What a beautiful thing that we get to just begin again. No matter what has happened. I don't know, I feel a little bit uplifted by this. Feels like it holds a lot of possibility or potential. Without condemning ourselves for what happened before or holding on, hoping that what happened before will continue, we just meet the next moment, the next breath. And in my view, this is exactly what the world needs. For people to be present for themselves. This beautiful work we're doing here, beautiful practice. And if ever you feel uncertain or unsure, maybe you can borrow some of the confidence that Gail Kodo and I have in this practice and in you as practitioners, something inside you that led you to sign up for this retreat here. So here's a poem I'd like to read. It goes like this. Again, today I dig with my teaspoon into the soil. It is said there is healing water somewhere below. Perhaps I wished for a shovel. Perhaps there was no shovel to be found. Perhaps I did find a shovel, but the work was too heavy too hard. It is not hard to dig with a teaspoon. Anyone can do it. The hole gets wider, deeper. Soon it feels like a well. It is easy work. It is the hardest work I've ever done. I thirst. Yet what heals us is not only the promised water. What heals us is the work itself. Dry and slow, perhaps. One spoonful and another spoonful and another spoonful and another. One breath at a time. One moment at a time. In some ways, we might think that this idea, the poet is talking about a teaspoon. In some ways, we could even consider our beginning again as just one more teaspoon. One breath is one teaspoon. And the Buddha talked about this. He used the language of drop by drop is the bucket filled. So no matter how your day was today, whether it was filled with happiness, whether it was filled with sleepiness, filled with some bodily discomfort, or maybe a mixture of all kinds of things, with this practice, we're just asked to meet the next moment. And then there's a way in which there might be a little bit of happiness about that. We don't have to solve everything, figure it all out. So with that, I wish you a wonderful rest of the evening. Some of you may choose to go to sleep. Some of you might have energy and want to practice a little bit more. But whatever it is that you do, please take good care of yourselves. And I'll see you in the morning. Thank you.